This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
One of the things that I think is key to being a principal is just having that mindset, is knowing that you don't know everything and that you really need to rely on your team. There's always an opportunity to learn.
Fighting for Idaho.
Wherever I end up next year, I will look back on my high school experience and be really satisfied and be really happy that I took advantage of the opportunities that there were.
Fighting for you.
It's great to see you as always. Thanks. Welcome back. It's wonderful to have you here. Thanks for choosing us in your promoter of school, Secure Our Future promotion you do every year.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
Just to let you know, I'm trying to get some maximum efficiency here.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here at Bora High School, 580 KIDO. Thank you very much, CapEd Credit Union. We love our teachers. They do such a great job. Note to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, please do not text me. This is my job. I am working. Thank you for sharing your plans for world domination, Alan. But I am working this morning. We're here with board teacher Amy Everson. Glad to have you with us, ma'am.
Thank you.
You were sitting there going, okay, Kevin, what's the lesson plan? What are we going to do? How are we going to make this segment better? And you got me. That's why you're a teacher and I'm a perennial student. So what are we talking about today? The AVID program, which I believe it's unique to the Boise schools. Is that correct?
No, it's actually a program that's growing in Idaho. I think they actually we're working with Anampa High School next week to go. They're actually helping us with the training, so it's definitely starting to grow in Idaho.
Now, wait a minute. How can Anampa help y'all? Because aren't you guys been doing it for 27 years?
Yeah, but you get a fresh perspective with people coming into it new, and so we're starting to work together with other school districts to help make it. You know, it's been so successful here. Why not work together and make it more of Idaho's school system?
I'm with you because, you know, in the old days, back before they had, you know, all this wonderful things of technology, you had programs for the high end and the low end. But what about the middle? What about the middle?
Well, that's what AVID is. And I'm here with a perfect example of a student who is, I guess, would qualify as in the middle. That is exactly the point of this program, to take kids in the middle and push them to take classes in with the kids who are traditionally in the top. And I'm sitting here right now with Emily Panmaha, definitely one of our kids who is in the top.
So, Emily, what do you plan to do? You're a senior here. What are you planning to do next year?
Well, I'm working on I'm really looking at a lot of the private liberal arts schools in Oregon.
Right.
To go on and get a degree there.
Yeah. So the AVID program, how long have you been in it?
This will be my third year in the AVID program.
All right. From a student perspective, to tell parents here at 580 KIDO, how is it different from just the regular programs?
An
orthodox classroom, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think that's what's really great about the AVID program is it works with students on different levels. So my story isn't going to be exactly the same as another student's story, and it helps students work on their study skills, and it also prepares them for things in life. It's like people always tell you how to get into college and what colleges are going to want to see on your application. They don't tell you a lot about what to do after, like what to do while you're in college, and I think AVID does a really good job preparing students for that.
When you take a look at some of your favorite classes, what do you like to learn?
I really like history and English. My AP European history class and my AP literature class are probably my favorite.
Now, how is that? You know, you're going to have parents listening right now at 580KIDO going, how can I get my kid to like European history? Well, you're a deep thinker.
I think that a lot of it has to do with the way teachers introduce the material.
Right.
And a lot of it has to do with the student being willing to put effort forth. And because once you do it, it's a lot more fun.
Right. Right, indeed. Anything else that you would like to share today? Any tips for parents? We'll get back to you. Anything else that you'd like to share as far as this AVID program and your hopes that it goes across the state?
Well, you know, as far as tips for parents, here's what I will say about Emily and our AVID program. We help build a lot of self-confidence in our kids, and I feel like Emily, she has an awesome parent support program, system. But Emily has also learned those self-advocacy, those independent skills. We work really hard with our kids to help make them fully rounded citizens. So Emily is taking lots of AP classes. She's doing service. She has a job. We know our kids well, and we work with them to help make sure that they are kids who are ready to leave this place and experience a lot of success.
I thought all kids did is have fun. This is the best years of your life. You're making me tired just hearing all the stuff you're doing.
It is fun.
Yeah? All right. What do you like about the service project?
The service project, I like that it helps me reach out to people in a way that I'm generally not used to, like helping other people.
It's the value of relationships. You know, we have all this technology and everything, but really in the end, it's, you know, those experiences that that we form that allow us to have the relationships that make the world a better place. So we appreciate it. See, you have a class right now?
Oh, no.
All right. Well, thank you both. Y'all have a great day. Great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you in college.
Thanks.
All right. 580KIDO, we continue on as you heard. It was a big night last night in the CMA Awards. If you're down with what's happening in Nashville, let's take a listen. That's funny. I guess the computer doesn't care for the Country Music Awards. We'll get to that here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning, live from Borah High School. And like I said, it was a big night last night in the Country Music Awards. You heard Blake Shelton talking about his big night and everything else. Huge night, if you will. Let's get an update.
Miranda Lambert wins four awards, one of them Album of the Year. Her husband, Blake Shelton, took home the Best Male Vocalist Award. But it was Luke Bryan who took home the big prize, Entertainer of the Year.
Get the respect of the CMA board and all of its voters and win this is a ginormous deal.
Winning for the third year in a row, Little Big Town performed with Ariana Grande. Duo of the Year went to Florida Georgia Line. Brett Eldridge wins Best New Artist. And Casey Musgrave took home Song of the Year. In Nashville, Michelle Polino, Fox News. News Radio.
You know, wouldn't it be nice just to talk like that guy that was Artist of the Year just for a minute? You know, when you meet people from the South or the Southwest, they have that twang, you know, kind of that twang sometimes is appealing. Anyway, let's get to a couple other things here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And obviously, everybody, as we talked about last hour, they're wondering what's next with the election. Now, one issue that continues to garner a lot of attention, and it was the motivation for us to do our domestic violence town hall meeting with our friends from the Boise Rescue Mission, and this is the Ray Rice situation. Now, you don't have to be a litigator. You don't have to be a paralegal to know two things in life. Number one, if you want a job, go into medicine, go into healthcare. Especially if you're a young person, because everybody's getting old, everybody's got to deal with insurance, everybody's got to go to the hospital. It's a growing profession. On the other hand, if numbers and science and doing things are exactly right or not your thing, there's always litigation. And you see this with what's going on with Roger Goodell. And this is how this story at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning is not a sports story. And this is the issue involving the appeal of Ray Rice. Ray Rice, as we saw, as America saw, committed domestic violence against his then-girlfriend, now wife. They went before the almighty altar of Roger Goodell and the NFL, and they went over things and did things and did all these things. And Roger Goodell ruled, and then the tape came out. And instead of blaming Mr. Rice for assaulting his now wife, which underscores other issues with domestic violence, people have blamed the commissioner of the NFL. He's a liar. He's this. You would think that Roger Goodell not only punched out Mrs. Rice, but Mr. Rice. And, I mean, what kind of world do we live in where we have a guy who's the boss, fires his employee, or doesn't fire his employee, gets in trouble for firing his employee. His assistant regional manager, no, I'm sorry, assistant to the regional manager, we'll just say the owner of the Baltimore Ravens, gets rid of Ray Rice because of the, not because of the concern about real life domestic violence, but because of the negative publicity. And who gets in trouble? The big boss, Roger Goodell, for trying to smooth it over. How crazy is it, kids? You wanna turn the world topsy-turvy? Go into law. How in the world can you explain a guy that did this? And then you have the folks, the pretenders, the defenders, the sycophants that say, well, you know, they have issues and they worked it out. Now, if you watch the NFL on television, you'll see these big ads, enough is enough. Enough is enough when it comes to domestic violence. Tell them no. Tell them it's not going to be better next time. And I'm thinking, what hypocrisy. These same players are participating in a union trying to get an abuser back into the league.
Sources tell ESPN that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was the first witness called, testifying under oath for more than 2 hours yesterday. Rice and his wife Janae also attended the hearing. They're expected to testify separately today. The former Ravens running back suspended indefinitely after a video surfaced showing Rice knocking out his then-fiancée. The commissioner originally banned Rice for 2 games, a punishment critics called too light. Rice argues that penalizing him twice for the same infraction violates the league's collective bargaining agreement. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Yeah. So, kids, only in America, only in the gilded age of litigation, can you be someone who has admitted that they've abused their spouse and your boss gets in trouble for it. I don't know. I think that we spend so much time eroding the very institutions that keep us sane, it's got to have a bad effect. Mr. Rice needs to be out for a couple years. Maybe he needs to do something else. What do we learn from failures? Well, I'll tell you what, we learned some of the biggest lessons ever. It's not about us. You know, it's great when we have people that have a ton of confidence and a ton of enthusiasm and a ton of energy, and we cover those folks all the time, and maybe we're inspired this morning by being here at Borah High School. But what do we really learn? We learn from our failures. We learn from our setbacks. And we hopefully apply those lessons to move on in life. But when we have people that continue to make excuses, they never learn. How many times, maybe it was you, maybe you say this to your kids. Maybe you say this, I know Mrs. Miller says this to me all the time, where she says, Kevin, you need to learn to take direction. And if you continue to sit there and make excuses for people that commit domestic violence, that's not taking direction, that's giving them a pass. Whether it's in the NFL or whether it's here in the Treasure Valley. Enough is enough, right? 717, Kevin Miller in the morning, live from Borah High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Let's get you to work safe.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Borah High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
723, Kevin Miller in the morning at Borah High School. Phone number is 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We're right now in 0 hour. Believe it or not, classes start here at 6:53, and they go all the way until about 3:12 in the afternoon. Yep, we're in the hallway. We like the, well, we just love the natural sound here out amongst the kids. And coming up, we'll hear from more teachers and students as we move along. Something else that is interesting, it's a story that's gone viral, and it's the story of a 19-year-old named Lauren Hill, who has contracted a rare and terminal form of brain cancer. Now, you remember before we were talking about Brittany Maynard, the young 28 or 29-year-old who took her life moving from California to Oregon, and the death with dignity cause that has gotten a lot of national attention. Now, again, we do criticize sometimes the sportsification of America, but here you have a young girl whose dream it was to play basketball, and in going public has inspired quite a few people. In fact, she has garnered, what, over 10,000 fans at her first game, and we'll have more on that coming up here at 580 KIDO, but We're always trying to make your life better, and how would you like to win $1,000? That's right, $1,000 can be yours in our nationwide contest. Listen today during the Kevin Miller Show in the 8 o'clock hour. That's next hour with Kevin Miller, and coming up the first hour of Dave Ramsey. If you want to win, listen then. Make sure. How you doing, brother? Good to talk to you. Keep it up. Stay in school. School works. All right. That can be yours today when you hear the cue to call during next hour of this program, Kevin Miller, and the noon hour here at 580KIDO. And like I said, we get so involved with things. And then, as Dave Ramsey likes to say, life happens. Somebody gets sick. Somebody hurts themselves. Or even worse, how do we respond? One of my favorite sayings in life, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face. How do you respond?
Joseph University women's basketball team took to the floor in their season opener. All eyes were on a player named Lauren Hill, quite possibly the most devoted player the game has ever seen.
And a 5'11" freshman.
Death has never been more brazenly snubbed as it was yesterday afternoon when freshman Lauren Hill ran onto the basketball court with a smile, wide as a three-point line. For the past year, this is all she's been thinking about. Ever since she was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor, Lauren's goal has been simply to live long enough to play in her first college basketball game.
I wanted to wear those shoes and wear that jersey and feel like a superhero again, because that's how what I feel when I put on the jersey and that number.
To prepare herself, Lauren went to practice with everyone else at 5:30 a.m. Never mind that she couldn't even do most of the drills anymore. Never mind the debilitating headaches. She refused to lie in bed.
When I'm not there, I feel like I'm letting people down.
Lauren has weeks to live, at best, and here she is worried about letting other people down.
Why does that matter so much to you?
Because I love them. They're like my family. And they keep me going. They're what makes me positive.
But it took more than will to get Lauren to this moment. Because time was so short, the NCAA allowed Mount St. Joseph to move their season opener up 2 weeks. They also had to change the venue to accommodate all the people who wanted to support Lauren. This arena seats 10,000, and it's sold out.
The crowd was thrilled just to see her set foot on the floor, and that's really all anyone was expecting to see. But Coach Dan Benjamin didn't want to stop there. As he told me in an interview 2 weeks earlier, he wanted her to score.
I can't pray enough that that happens.
Is this a game plan or a Hollywood script you're writing?
It's a game plan. We got to get her a layup somehow, so that's the plan. And we'll leave her in as long as she can go, and we'll let her play the game that she loves.
Unfortunately, by game day, Lauren no longer had the energy to even run down the court more than once or twice. But Dan figured if they could just get the opening tip, maybe, just maybe.
The screen comes, the ball goes down to Lauren Hill, and the layup is good.
Lauren scored that basket and another one at the very end. Cancer? What cancer?
We will remember that layup forever.
Today's been the best day I've ever had. Thank you guys so much.
Glorious as that game was, Lauren won't be basking in the glow of it for long. In the time she has left, she'll be working, raising money for The Cure Starts Now, an organization that funds pediatric brain cancer research.
There you have it from CBS. What a story of inspiration. And how do you handle brain cancer? How do you handle that challenge? And what's the lesson? The lesson is when you give, you get. And here you have a young person, and the young people are so criticized today, and sometimes with good reason. But instead of worrying about herself, here you have this young woman who's working to try and end this disease that will take her life. And in doing so, here you have a small Division III college that had over 10,000 folks for a women's basketball game. And if you're having a tough time, if life isn't treating you the way it did 5 or 10 years ago, or you're having a good day, you know, be thankful. Thankful to God for what you have when you take a look at folks like Lauryn Hill, folks, as we talked about earlier, like John Chalice, folks that understand and have so much, how should we put it, going on at such a young age, so together. So again, I thought we would share that story with you this morning here at 580KIDO. Phone number's here, 580-5436. I mean, if we could all have her courage, right? If we could all have her dedication. It always keeps me in check when all of a sudden I'll see or hear or something like that. And then I look at my own situation. We're doing quite well compared to her, right? But she doesn't think so. She's happy being a superhero. Words to live by, right? Kevin Miller, 580KIDO.
News. We could not do our job without the parents' involvement in some way. The more involved they are, probably the better their kids are going
to
be.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Bora High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
There we have it. I mean, young Jacob's so popular, people are coming up to him and saying, are you gonna interview me here at 580KIDO? We're at Bora High School in the halls. Our friend Jesse with the American Red Cross, who is so vigilant about the blood supply, I hear from her probably once every 2 or 3 weeks because this is such a concern and passion of yours. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Now, talk a little bit about what is the American Red Cross doing at Bora High School?
Oh, we have partnered up with Bora High School since 1987, and we do blood drives here 3 to 4 times per year. And I'll tell you, I really am here to give kudos and praises to the kids, students here at Bora High School for their willingness to save lives, and they are so eager. It is so fun and exciting to come to Bora for blood drive. You figure we've been doing blood drives here for 27 years.
27 years? That's a lot of blood. Now, what about these young people? How in the world can they, why do they give the blood? Why are they so committed to community service?
Well, that's a very good question. I think they're learning that here at Bora High School. And I come around and I give presentations and I tell these kids that if you're so privileged to have a strong, healthy body, you probably ought to share it. And because not everybody is so privileged to have a strong, healthy body. Our statistics show that if students start at this early age and donate at 3 consecutive blood drives, they will become lifetime donors, and that's what we want.
When we're talking about the American Red Cross here in the Treasure Valley, we never hear about you until the rubber hits the road. Where are we right now?
Well, I tell you, we have to collect 240 units of blood every day.
Now, that's pints or is that?
Yes, a pint, a unit.
240 pints or units a day.
Yes, to meet the needs here in Idaho. And the sad news is we have less than, 3 to 5 day supply on hand on any given day.
Now, again, if you're having a V8, I'm sorry, here at 580KIDO, stay with us. Well, you're not as queasy as I am, so don't worry about it. But, I mean, is there a particular, blood type? I mean, I happen to be O positive. Other people are O negative. I mean, what's the deal with that? A, B, how do you, for the simpleton terms, what's the deal
there
with
are
that?
4 blood types. We have A, B, AB, and O. Our bodies were amazingly designed that all bodies will accept O negative.
What about O positive?
Well,
I think everybody should have my blood.
Sure. But the thing negative. Is, what's amazing about that is if you're in an accident and you're bleeding out and you don't know your blood type or you're unconscious and the helpers don't know your blood type, they know your body will accept O negative. So I just find that amazing. So anyone who's O negative probably have more of an obligation to donate more often.
Well, much more than yours truly, you know, but You all make it fun and exciting when you're giving blood. What do you think the big challenge is to people donating? Because once you get there and you do it, you have such a feeling of, you know, helping others, which you really are.
Absolutely. You're saving lives. And your body, again, was wonderfully designed that you, once you give a unit of your blood, which is a pint, which is 2 cups, your body will remake that within 56 days, and you can do it all over again.
Wow. So the kids are doing it here over 20 years. Anything else you'd like to share with us, Jesse?
Well, I just want to say, when I add it all up, and one unit of blood can possibly save up to 3 lives, that these kids here at Borah High School have saved over 12,000 lives here in the state of Idaho.
So if I give blood, I'm saving lives.
Absolutely.
I'm a lifesaver.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I just want to give some kudos to the Key Club. They're the club that sponsors the blood drives under the direction of Kylie Christensen. And I sure enjoy working with them. And just to let your listeners know that this is an ongoing effort. You don't just do it once and say that's it, because you never know when you or someone you know and love will need blood. We need to make sure it's available. And we cannot make fake blood. It only comes from donors.
No true blood. If people, Jesse, want to give or get involved or hold a blood drive, what can they do?
Well, they can call the American Red Cross. We do have, there's 2 parts of the Red Cross. We have disaster relief, is what you see on TV when there's an earthquake or a house fire. That's disaster relief, and I represent blood services. And we do go to colleges, high schools, universities, churches, communities, corporations, and we even sponsor Eagle Scout projects.
Indeed. So, website?
www.redcrossblood.org.
Jesse, once again, thank you very much for continued passion for this.
Thank you. And I hope your listeners will join the effort and share their good health.
What do you make of this? When's the last time you were in school? I mean, right now in the hallway. No, not when you graduated. I'm talking about, when's the last time you were in school?
Oh, I come here often.
Isn't this a fun way to start the morning out in the hall?
I
think it's great. Yeah.
Energetic. It's fun.
I'm getting inspired with all the children's. Jesse, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
Our great friend Jesse from the American Red Cross. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Oh, we are in our element. Yes, we are. We're at Borah High School, home of the Lions, in the hallway, having a good time with the future of America. That's what I'm talking about, the future of America, as we talk about the issues. That's right. The future is right here in front of us, and you're hearing it live at 580-KIDO. I am so inspired as we move along here. Up, time to go to class, everybody. Time to go to class. So as we move along here, some other big stories that we are talking about. On a lighter note, you know, you can talk about what happened yesterday, the president's big speech. A lot of folks wonder if we're better off. And here's a thought for you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, if we're better off where we don't do anything. I know what you're saying. Kevin, I got to go to work every day. I got to make the widgets. I've got to drive Mr. Snurdly here and there. I've got to talk to Miss McGillicuddy. I've got to do all these things. Why do we let our congressional folks get away with it? But in the euphoria of the day after the day after, soon to be the day after the day after the day after the election, I mean, how positive are we feeling? There are great challenges. And just because these folks have been reelected, as we talked about yesterday with Senator Risch, let's face it honestly and openly, that these challenges need to be met, because when you get your paycheck, when you send your kids somewhere, it ain't going as far as it should be, right? So, do you want government to jump in on that or not? There is some good news, and as we do every Thursday when we're talking about the kids and everything else, there was an 18-year-old elected to a political office in the state of West Virginia. Get this. She's just 18 years old, became the country's youngest lawmaker. She's a Republican, Sarah Blair. She was elected to the West Virginia legislature, defeating the 44-year-old Democratic challenger. Hey, how about that? Youth is being served today in the hallways of Borah High School. Now, you're at 18. Do you really want to hang out with lawmakers and make laws?
I'd shadowed him. I'd gone to the events. I'd worked as his campaign manager. And it had always been something that I wanted to do. I just never planned on it at such a young age.
Indeed.
I do believe that everybody has their opinion, and I won't, you know, try to shove mine down their throat.
Wow. If only all of us lived by those rules, right? If only all of us lived by those rules, I guess we'd have more decorum, more respect for one another. More coming up from Bora High School. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. I want to thank everybody at Bora for having us, and again, having us here in the hallway. It's an eclectic, electric atmosphere this morning. Time for traffic now.
Brian Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I don't know about that. You got a minute? Have a seat here at 580 KIDO. And, well, you can grab that one right there. We're pretty informal here. We're going to put you on the radio. Phone numbers, well, you got to come on. You got to sit down here at 580 KIDO. Let's see if you can speak into that microphone there.
Testing.
All right, there we go. Now, what's your name?
My name is Archie Wright.
Now, tell us a little about yourself, Mr. Wright.
Well, my name's Archie Wright, of course. I work security here at Bora High School.
You're all fired up about us being here.
Absolutely. I think this is really cool. One of the cool things is that I'm starting to do a little bit of announcing here at Bora.
Sure.
So I announce for the girls' games and also the boys' games.
Okay.
The men's basketball.
Can you give us a little something?
A little something.
Like when Bora scores, can you give us something?
Well, how about I give you like a little bit of intro?
Sure.
Okay. Starting at guard, number 22. Mm-hmm. He is the ultimate. He is the man. His name, Isaiah Wright.
I was hoping you'd say Kevin Miller.
Kevin Miller.
That's okay.
Isaiah Wright's my son. He's now playing at the University of Utah. Right
I can see why you would do that.
Yeah. So.
So what's it like with the kids here? You're very concerned about making sure they're here and they're good to go.
Absolutely.
Why is that important?
It's important because one of the things is that when kids come through these doors, me as campus security personnel like to make sure the kids feel safe.
Right.
When we walk in the door, especially with all the things that are going on in the world.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when the kids walk in the front doors, they feel safe. They see me with a smile, with a greet, things like that. Maybe the day is not so bad now. So I think that's the first thing, is why when they walk through the doors, make sure they're safe, they feel safe.
Got to have a safe, comforting environment. And when you talk security, you know, that's on everybody's minds. Anything else you'd like to share? You seem to be a magic guy in the hallways here, motivating folks.
That's me. That's just my personality.
Right.
You know, I think I grew up in California. Grew up in some parts where it wasn't so fun,
right.
You know. And one of the things I told myself is that, you know what, when I'm in a position to, especially at a high school, to give back a little bit, then I think it helps a lot. So.
Sure. Now, can we give you to do your announcer voice with perhaps 580 KIDO? Oh, we're putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you put me on the spot.
Look, you're doing the show in the hallway.
You're putting me on the spot here. Actually, I'm just starting off, so I'm not going to be that good. But
look, I've been doing it for 20
years. I'll leave that to you, Kev.
And I'm not that good.
Yeah, I know. You've been 20. You told me 20 years. So
20 years, yes.
You told me 20 years. So maybe if I heard a little spot from you.
I see.
See? Then I could learn.
See, you are a natural here right now because this is what you do. You just throw it back on the person and just go, there you go. That's all broadcasting.
I'm going to turn it around on you. I want to hear you first. How's that?
Wow. Me first. Well, you know, everybody hears me all the time, so I'm trying to think. What would be an appropriate intro here?
Yeah.
I mean, would we say now starting? Or, okay, let me – now you're going to blow me away here, but – we're having some fun here this morning at 580 KIDO, and I will try and channel my inner announcer, okay? Idaho, well, see, I can't even do this.
No, you're fine.
You know, here we go.
Five,
go ahead. Anyway, for over 80 years, Idaho's first radio station, before television, before the internet, 580. KIDO! I'm dizzy. I'm dizzy from that.
See?
See? Now,
where's that?
Now, you
that's
can do much better than I can, but I'll just let it go. No. Quickly to parents that are always worried about what's going on with their kids at school, what would you like to say to them?
The kids here at Bora, okay?
Bora everywhere.
Bora everywhere in the world.
Right.
But especially here because I work here.
Okay.
Right? Your kids are safe.
Back to you.
Okay? Your kids are safe. And
that's it. Just know it. Hey, good luck to you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're a great
nice
sport,
sir.
Appreciate
it.
All right.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
You too. Quickly to traffic at 580. All right. Hey, how you doing? Let me apologize for that when I was doing the announcing bit. Not my better days, but if it woke you up and started your day, well, so be it. We're here at Bora High School having an awesome time. Thanks, CapEd Credit Union. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the president's response. Let's talk issues. Let's talk solutions, right? And, oh, yeah, Brad Paisley's kind of in trouble. The road to humor is paved with good intentions. Not so much for him. We'll tell you about it coming up. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Should be